It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you on this sun-drenched Saturday morning here in the Heartland. Mother Nature continues to give us this reprieve, and what a beautiful start it is to this weekend. Last night, a great start to get things going on a Friday night. The Lady D's and the Blue Demons last night with a couple of big wins. The Lady D's coming with their third straight win, and some impressive wins here for the Lady D's. We're going to talk with head coach Mike Haywood after a break and to talk about this Lady D basketball team that continues to get better. And you always seem the right attitude and the determination, and a group of girls who have lots of really good athletes and, more importantly, really good competitors. And what they've lacked in size, they've made up with outstanding effort and hustle, and two big wins for them, including that win over Centerville earlier this week against a team that is a lot taller and more physical on the inside. But Lady D's found a way to get a win. A couple of wins this week, three in a row for the Lady D's, and we'll talk with head coach Mike Haywood in a few moments. Also going to catch up with Coach Kevin Archer. They got a couple of big wins this week as well. And, boy, were they 100-plus points on the board on Tuesday night and a thriller against Centerville. And the Blue Demons get a couple of wins this week and put themselves back into winning ways after a tough performance against Sheraton. And we're going to also then move from the basketball court to the wrestling mat. Coach Dave Winger is going to catch up with us. He's over at the I-35 tournament today as the Blue Demons continue to sharpen their swords as they head into the final weeks of a preparation for February. And that's right, February is the coming just right upon us, 1 week away. We'll be talking about districts and sectionals and then, of course, getting to Wells Fargo Arena. So the Blue Demons are in action today in I-35, also a JV tournament going on in Moravian. So we'll get the happenings in the Blue Demon wrestling room when we catch up with Coach Dave Winger. But right now, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Coach Mike Haywood's in the house. We're going to talk about this hot Lady D basketball team when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
So U.S. Cellular just let me connect my tablet to my data plan for only $10 a month. Now I'm saying goodbye to my public Wi-Fi woes. So long to scouring the town for free internet. Sayonara to the slow downloads. And hello to internet wherever I go.
Connect a tablet to your data plan today for just $10 a month. U.S. Cellular. Shared connect plan required. Other restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Winter is the best time to buy a new Brock bin. See Creech Ag Structures in Eldon for a good deal and to start planning for the next harvest. There's cold hard cash to be saved. Check out Brock's super strong, award-winning Tricor aeration floors with the Partheon floor support, Brock's latch lock walk-through doors for grain bins, and Brock's grain conditioning equipment for grain aeration and drying. For more details and a quote, contact Marvin Creech at Creech Ag Structures in Eldon, 777-6562. Creech Ag Structures will be showing at the KIIC Farm Show, January 30th and 31st.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Red hot and blue. Lady D basketball team, big win last night. Gets a win over Clark. 48-36, the final score. Three straight wins here for the Lady D's, and I've got their head coach sitting next to me, head coach Mike Haywood. Coach, really, you know, you come out of the Christmas break, and you play the likes of Knoxville at Knoxville, and you have Central Lee, and then Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and you know, you really think, well, my goodness, we get this from the kettle to the frying pan syndrome going on here, and you can see some development. You know, I thought you guys played really good against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, a very good basketball team. But it just seems as if the, you know, you get past that and you guys' lights really came on. You started to see and the tenacity that you played over in Sheraton, that the team was starting to turn the corner a little bit, and three straight wins, and everybody feels real good.
We talked in here a week or two ago that the schedule wasn't very forgiving coming out of the break, and we had gotten somewhat better at some of the things we needed to work on. But as we said, the scoreboard wasn't showing that because a lot of it was who we were playing. We were playing some of the better teams around. And now we've won our last three, which is good, and they haven't been easy. Nothing we do seems to be easy. That's just the nature of who we are. But, you know, our improvement's there. We can still get better, and we need to. But, yeah, it's good for the kids to get some reward. They've worked hard. They've worked hard all year. We have very, very few days where, you know, we really haven't, you know, been there mentally, so to speak. And, yeah, it's not the kids deserve. They got three wins now, and we're kind of had a little bit of a roll here the last half of the season. That's what you need to do.
Getting a win against Centerville, Coach, I thought that was really big for you guys. Centerville, you know, they're a big group, and they're a really athletic group. And to get a win and to do that against any conference opponent, but, you know, you guys really are mismatched on the inside, and to come back and get a win against a team that beat you earlier in the season, that was a really positive win for you guys.
And Centerville had come in here, and they'd won three straight when they came in here, and they present some big problems for us, literally, and, you know, some real matchup problems. And they'd been on a little streak of their own, and they'd beaten us down there, and they'd just beaten Davis County. They were playing well, and they were confident, and it took everything we had, and you know, we decided, you know, we were going to make them beat us from certain places on the floor and try to take away others, and fell behind in that game. Seems to be our nature. And the kids battled back and hung with it and made the plays. And that was a big win for us. The kids really needed that mentally to get that one.
Coach, mentally, you know, that's one of the things I think, you know, I think about Sarah Clark. You know, that's really, you know, that's her game. And you look at her, and I talk about the competitors you have on your basketball team, and because you know, maybe her demeanor, and you got that look where, you know, she's just this sweet kid, and you watch her process, and you stand around her afterwards, and you think, man, this girl is really full of that competitor spirit.
Sarah is that. She definitely is that, and she's a really smart player, and she's a very good leader for us. She fights, and Sarah's like most of our girls, that she's undersized where we put her, you know, underneath the basket, predominantly on defense. So she's battling people a lot bigger and stronger than she is, but she doesn't back down. You know, I keep pushing her, and she looks at me sometimes like, Mike, I'm trying, you know. And but she fights like she fights up with everything she's got down there, and she's having a really good year. you know, rebounded well. She's scrapped for. She gets on the floor for balls, which, you know, a year or two ago she wouldn't do. But, you know, she's been a very good leader and a good competitor for us all year.
Your seniors have to be, Coach, and, you know, you're getting that. You know, you're taking Bossard and Mackenzie Griffin, and that's why I said, you know, I look at those two athletes and seniors, and you think fierce competitors. And Sarah, I think of this this really soft person, but she's really a tremendously – she's got that competitor spirit. But those other two girls, you know, that trio of seniors that you have really kind of carry that, Coach, they're really fierce competitors. I guess that would be the – if I could if I could, from my perspective, identify a characteristic of the senior class, it is they're fierce competitors.
And that's – they are. And that, you know, I don't – to be honest, and I don't mean this badly, I don't know if a year or two ago I would have thought that when they were seniors they would be that way. But they have it. They've really grown, and their senior leadership has come through, and that's one of the ways it's come through. They just – you know, all three of these recent wins – we were behind, and behind by a lot in some cases in the first half. And it would have been pretty easy just to fold, you know. In the past, I think maybe we might have just cashed it in and said, well, not tonight. And in all three, you know, they weren't pretty wins, but they were wins. And mostly because those kids and the other younger kids feed off of that. And they just said, we're not, you know, we don't want to lose. You know, this is it for us. We talked about that. This is it. And they did whatever it takes, and it's not always pretty. You know, you wouldn't film a clinic on what
well,
we do. But
it, that would be the kind of game I think you guys really set yourself up well for, is one that's not real pretty in terms of, you know, you guys do the little things really well, the hustle, the scrappiness of the basketball team, that competitor side of the nature of your team. And I go back to Sheraton, and I thought that was a real important win to develop – put the stamp on those characteristics, because you found yourself down by nine. You had to fight back. You had to do that in a really difficult environment. And so now, you know, everything else after that, and you get the win. And you didn't play really your best offensive basketball, particularly that night. But you guys got the win, and you got your grit. And to have to beat a Coach Sandy team that way, you know, it really says, hey, this is what we're capable of. And you're not going to find many opponents that will give you that type of fight back like Sheraton does.
And that was a good – yeah, that's an excellent point. We needed that. It's a tough place. We talked about that last week. They're a tough, competitive, you know, they'll fight you the whole way. And to come through that when we weren't playing well and to pull it out at the end, that obviously helped the next two games this week, because I think we drew on that. We drew from that. And I know – the Centerville game, and then again last night, you know, we were very similar type games. The first half, we just, you know, we're a little off, not playing well, but we stayed in there. We fought. We got loose balls. We were unselfish. You know, we've had three or four kids in double figures in each of those games. And that's who we are. There's a lot of things that, you know, and that's on me. Some of those things I need to teach better. But the one thing that the girls have done is they've just continued to battle and fight and compete with people every night. And that's all you can ask.
Tuesday night, final night of conference action, Coach, and you know, then you got essentially two more weeks of non-conference play. And I look at that schedule and I say, well, wow, you know, that you want to sharpen yourself up before you go into tournament. I guess those non-conference opponents that you got listed on that roster is pretty tough.
It's going to have us prepared. And after the Eddyville game, we lost our third straight since Christmas, but as we talked and I talked with the girls, we were better. We were better than we were pre-Christmas, but it wasn't showing up. And after the Eddyville game, we talked in the locker room with the kids, and we kind of made a little deal team-wise in there that, okay, we had 12 games behind us. We can't do anything about the results of those. We were 4-8, but learn from that. So we had 9 games left before tournament starts. Let's just make this a little 9-game season. Let's reset our sights. Let's be realistic about who we are and what we have, and let's try to win the majority of those 9 games. Let's make it a little 9-game season. And right now we're 3-0 in that 9-game season. I'm not saying we're going to go 9-0 by any stretch, but you know, we kind of refocused and okay, it's a new, not exactly a half, but the back half of the season. 9 games. Let's get better in this 9 games. Let's win what we can win and go into tournaments, hopefully on an upbeat. And right now we're 3-0 and who knows what will happen. You know, I like where we're at.
Well, you certainly put yourself in the place in the conference. You know, you're still with a game to go. You have a chance to you know, be right there at the top of the conference. I mean, obviously Knoxville's got the conference title, but to be right there at number two, or you know, sliding in there two or three in this conference, that's an accomplishment.
We have a chance. We're 5-6 in the conference right now. It's, you know, in Davis County, that's tough down there. It's like so many places. It's a hard place to play. They're good. They lost to Knoxville at Knoxville last night. But there's no shame in that. You know, they beat Eddyville down there last week. They hammered us here pretty good the last game before Christmas. And it's going to be a challenge. But we can go down there. We like to get to 6-6 in the conference. And I think, really, you know, obviously you want to be better than that. But I think going into this year, I don't know if a lot of people from the outside would have looked at our group and said we could go 6-6 in the conference, and we haven't yet, but we'd sure like to, and that's going to be tough. Coach Mason does a good job, but we can win that game. You know, we just have to play like we play and play hard and make some shots, and we can win that game.
When you look at these younger girls on your team, Hannah Isley, wow, what a development she has. And getting Mary Shepherd's back was really important for you too, but you've really played some of these younger girls here, obviously Isley the entire way, but some of these younger girls, Jenna McCarty, that have really had to come and develop. And I think it's really important for them, particularly right now, to see, you know, the grit of these seniors, because that old baton is going to be handed off really quickly.
The younger girls have been a big, big boost to us. Hannah's been, she's been so good. She had 17 against Centerville, I believe. I'm probably going to get my numbers wrong. I think she led us in scoring at Sheraton and Centerville, and she was in double figures last night. She just provides so much for us. She's so fast. She's so competitive. And you mentioned Mary. We lost Mary again. Now Mary's out for the year again, which was tough because she'd just gotten back in the swing of things and played pretty well for a couple games, and now, you know, she's done again. The other hip's causing her problems, so she's going to shut it down. That's probably smart. You know, she's a multi-sport athlete, and no sense, you know, for 2-3 weeks of basketball, you know, getting hurt for longer. And Jenna last night was probably Jenna's best game as a varsity player. She had, I think, 4 or 5 rebounds and a couple steals. And she'll get better. Jenna is she just needs to calm down in games a little bit. That'll come with experience. You know, she's still a little timid, intimidated a little bit in the varsity games. But I like our young kids. And that goes back to our seniors play so hard and they don't quit. And our young kids kind of learn from that. You know, and that's what it takes. So they're a big help.
Jade Van Polen, I don't want to leave her out because I've been, you know, really impressed. And she's, you know, she's a competitor too. She's one of those soft faces that, you know, that, you know, you get lulled into maybe not believing that she's this fierce competitor she is. But I've seen her pitch. I've seen her play. And she is full of competitiveness. She's just going to have to develop, which is really difficult. Playing on the inside is really difficult as a young player.
She's done everything we've asked. I mean, she knows where she's supposed to be. Jay's just, you know, gets a little physically stronger, you know, with which will come with age. You know, she's a freshman. But between her and Mackenzie Peterson, who played really well last night, Pete gave us some good minutes last night. Got a lot of rebounds. Pete's a junior and Jay's a freshman. You know, we split it up in there and kind of go with the hot hand or the matchup. And I like where, you know, the future there. Hopefully next year we can play both of those together, and that'd be
Twin Towers.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
yeah. You really have the physical inside presence, you know, in your roster. It's just developing, you know, and that's a positive thing because, you know, that's been. You just need one more post player consistently, and I think this team even takes a bigger step.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, we're working towards that. It's slow coming in the post at any level. That's the, you know, it's slower progress there than on the perimeter. But, you know, both those girls, Pete and Jay, they work so hard and they complement each other. They get along well. They compete in practice, and that's just going to make them better down the road. I want to touch briefly before I forget back to the seniors. They have just given so much. This year is a big challenge for them. You know, we lost a lot from last year. I mean, that's the reality of high school sports. And the burden was all turned to them, not only as seniors, but to change. We were pretty inside oriented last year, and this year we're perimeter oriented, and some of those girls, their roles really changed, and they've embraced that and they work hard at it, and some nights it doesn't work out so well, but I no fault with the effort, and their attitude's been wonderful. Tegan does what she can do, knows her role. You know, we always give her the toughest defensive thing. Even if we're playing zone, you know, she kind of has to steer their point guard to, you know, where we hope to want him to go. And Griff. You know, she had a double-double at Sheraton last week. Last night she came within a rebound of another one. She leads us in every category, literally every category, rebounding, assists, steals, scoring. She's 5'4". She's the focus of the other team's defense every night, and that makes it hard. And Sarah, we talked about her earlier. Those three, and Tierra Powers, another senior. I don't want to forget Tierra because she doesn't play varsity much at all. But Tierra's there in practice, and she works hard, and she guards Pete and Jade in there, makes them work. Tierra's got a great attitude. Anything you ask Tierra to do, Tierra's team first. And you need that. And that's another senior that's really filled a good role for us.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun watching the stretch here. You guys have improved so much, and I love the way the girls play, and they really are great competitors, and that is a joy to watch. And I got a real difficult stretch here. Davis County on Tuesday. We'll look forward to that one. And today we got Grinnell, and Grinnell is just an outstanding basketball team, and that'll be another great challenge for you guys. Really, a really tremendous basketball team coming to play you guys.
They are very, very good, and that's going to be a big challenge. And we haven't talked about, I know, we haven't talked about last night's game much, but in reference to it and Grinnell, Clark came in here, and they're having a really, they're struggling a lot this year. You know, they've had some sickness, some injuries, they're young, and they came in here with a good plan. They played hard. I think they missed their first shot, and then they made like five or six in a row, and they haven't been shooting well. And they made us, we got turned around finally. We got, you know, we started moving better. They had us back on our heels, and we were able to recover and kind of dominate the second half and pull away at the end. But I talked to the girls afterwards. I said, you know, I said, let's be honest here. There's not a lot of people, maybe anybody, outside of our locker room that thinks we can go to Grinnell today and make that a game. They hammer people. They're good. But I don't think there's a lot of people that thought Clark might come into our gym last night and make that a game, because we hammered them over there pretty easily, and they've been struggling. So I told the kids, I said, you never know. Let's go into Grinnell tomorrow just like Clark came in here, and let's just take it to them, see if we can make some shots and get them back. I mean, you never know. You know, that's high school basketball. Every day is a new day. You just compete.
Well, I think you guys have some recipes to get that. You know the grit to making the game into a hustle game, make it into a toughness game. You know, you guys are tough. Tough is a mindset, not necessarily how you push somebody around, but you guys are mentally tough. And, you know, I think that's, and I'll let you know the team, you're the coach, but I think that's where you guys can make another team really frustrated and gives you the best opportunity. And I think a team like Grinnell probably doesn't think Albie's going to come up and give them that kind of a contest.
And you're right about that. And there's a lot of things that we don't do well, you know, and again, that probably goes back to me, a lot of it. You know, we don't fundamentally sometimes in the half court, we're not real good. We're not, you know, real consistent. But the one thing we do is we'll battle. I mean, we'll be there every possession. You know, here we are. We're going to dive. We're going to try to drive. We're going to try to shoot. You know, you got to deal with this every possession. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, thanks so much. Congratulations. A 3-game winning streak and a tremendous run here for the Lady D's, the way they're playing basketball and going at it. And it's been fun to be a part of. And, Coach, we'll wish you the best luck today. Go get them in Grinnell, and then be back on the conference trail on Tuesday night. Head Coach Mike Haywood.
Thanks a lot.
Take a quick timeout. Come right back. We're going to move from the girls to the boys' side. Coach Kevin Archer's in the house. We're going to talk about the Blue Demons' big wins this week and putting up some points. Coach Archer will talk with us after this timeout. Stay right here. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
My reality is I want the best pharmacy care possible, so I switched to Medicap Pharmacy. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take the time to answer my questions. They're knowledgeable, professional, and I know they care. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa Medicap Pharmacy store today.
Medicap Pharmacy
will always make time for you.
Dedication equals results. This determines a champion. The same is true for the team of dedicated physical therapists at Lucas County Health Center. They're dedicated and focused on one thing, providing comprehensive therapies for you, the patient. Lucas County Health Center, dedicated to you.
This is Linda Young from Cargill Eddyville. We are pleased to announce that the Cargill Corn Milling Facility in Eddyville is celebrating our 30th anniversary. We are proud of our accomplishments and wish to thank our employees and their families, as well as the many contractors, suppliers, customers, and community partners for helping us to be successful. We remain committed to helping Southeast Iowa thrive by supporting local agricultural, education, job growth, and so much more. Here's a fun fact. In 1 year, Eddyville produces about 1.5 million tons of sweet bran used in rations to feed 2.3 million head of cattle, resulting in 1.2 billion pounds of consumable beef, enough to feed 24 million people in the U.S. From southern Iowa cornfields to your dinner table, your gas tank, your favorite drink, to products you wouldn't even have imagined, Cargill Eddyville is proud of its 30-year heritage and looks forward to its next 30 years of corn processing innovation. This message from the employees of Cargill Eddyville.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
Set amid the wide-open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white-glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say, they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Tap girls basketball a moment ago. Coach Mike Haywood stopped by, and congratulations. Boy, I've just been real impressed with this girls basketball team and their efforts and the continued fight that they put up. And Coach Haywood in his first season as the head coach. Of course, he's a longtime coach here, and I remember watching him play basketball back in the day in the old the B gym now, and a tremendous basketball player, and coached me in my AAU. I think I gave him his first coaching job. As an eighth grader, we chased him down. He was officiating a game. I chased him down and said, "Hey, Mike, would you help coach my AAU team in eighth grade?" And so I take all the credit for, you know, because if you survived our group of boys and you're still coaching, you're a good coach. You're a tough coach. Talk about tough coaches. I got head coach Kevin Archer up here. Coach, great win, great couple of wins for you guys, and having missed watch those two ball games, finding out that Nate Habman didn't play in them, and to find out you got a couple of wins and to do that in dramatic style on Tuesday night, it's a good week for Blue Demon basketball.
Yeah, it was a really good week. You know, outside of the fact that we found out that we were going to be without Nate for a while, which is frustrating, and nobody's more upset about it than Nate is, but he has mono, and just going to work through that the best way that we can. And he went and got checked up again yesterday, and his counts were actually a little bit worse than they were earlier in the week. So, but, you know, they want to play. He wants to play, and his mom and dad want to get him back out on the court as quick as they can. And, you know, as soon as he starts to show improvement, and soon as, you know, the and I'm not a doctor, obviously, but, you know, as soon as the spleen is in a safe place, and we can play and we can get some contact and feel comfortable without rupturing it and really hurting himself further. I mean, he's going to be out there, but You know, just playing it safe right now, doing the smart thing, making sure that you put his health first and you know, getting better without him if we can, you know, so when we get him back, we're a better team. But, you know, hopefully we get him back soon because with mono, you're going to rest, and then you're going to rest, and you're going to rest some more. So you come back, you're going to be – your legs are going to be gone, and it's going to take some transition time trying to get you back. So, like I said, it's a he's getting checked out a couple of times a week, and as soon as the doctor says that he can play, Nate's going to be out there. But not going to have him today and didn't have him this week, and I really thought that our big focus both games was start fast. You know, I mean, you're losing 15 points and 12 and a half rebounds, so let's get those points in transition, and then, you know, it's got to be a group effort on the boards, and we really struggled on the boards Tuesday. Last night, I don't know what they had for offensive rebounds, but I thought we checked out a whole lot better last night. But part of that, too, is last night we were making them shoot jump shots. And Tuesday I felt like Centerville was getting, you know, eight-footers on in. And you shoot that close, it's hard for us to box out and get rebounds because, you know, those are going to be tough boards when you're down a man. So, but we battled, and we're gonna keep working and get ourselves better. And like I said, hopefully when Nate's back, we're a better team around him.
Coach, you guys have been able to put up a lot of points this year. I mean, just a tremendous offensive basketball team. 108 points on Tuesday, and you know, to do that without Nate, that's real important because you know, like you said, you guys got to learn how to play without Nate, and it's going to help make them better. But offensively, 108 on Tuesday, 77 last night, and you're doing some really good things with the basketball in your hands.
Yeah, and we kind of thought that heading in. We thought that there's a good chance we weren't going to be as good defensively as we were last year, but we felt like we could be better offensively. And you know, with Matt, you know, Matt's strength is getting out and running and pushing the basketball. And so we've really focused on that and tried to do that. And we've got guys around him that run well. You know, Blake Bayer scores a lot for us in transition. So we really felt like that would be one of our strengths. You know, Tuesday, 108, it was a three overtime 108, but still, I'd never been a part of a game like that in my life. The Centerville radio station had done some research, and I haven't seen the research, but this is per Centerville radio that 108 to 100, 208 points. They reported that was the fifth most points scored in a high school basketball game in Iowa history. Now, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm just – that is what they reported, and I don't know if that was Russ Oker who did the research there, but you would think that they would be pretty confident before they made a statement like that.
Yeah, 108 to 100. Be hard to imagine many games in the past that rivaled that. Regardless, it was a tremendous ball game to be a part of. And those rivalry games always are, Coach. And
right.
Centerville is a really good athletic basketball team. I think people lose track of how good of an athletic team that Centerville team is.
Well, and they played Sheraton on Thursday, and it was an seven or eight point game with 2.5 minutes to go, and they had the ball. You know, one more bucket by Centerville, and it becomes really, really interesting. And Sheraton's playing awfully well, so you know, that made us feel a little bit better after that Tuesday night game where Centerville takes Sheraton, you know, a full four quarters or close to a full four quarters. So that made us feel better, and that. You know, we came out in that Centerville game and probably played our best offensive first half. I mean, it was 45-26 after the first half in our favor. And, you know, we just went into the locker room, and it was I didn't think we could play any better offensively. I was like, holy smokes. I mean, what adjustments can we make?
Right.
And really, as a coach, when you feel like that at halftime, you know that the tides are going to turn a little bit there in the second half because you're playing a good team, and you've really kind of jumped all over them, and they're backpedaling, and it would have been better if halftime never happened.
Yeah.
Because we really had them going the wrong way, and they came out second half and made some adjustments and just really started beating us up. And it got to the point where it didn't matter who we had out there. I mean, we were not rebounding. We had our biggest lineup out there. We were trying all kinds of things, and we just had to try to outscore them in the end. And luckily, we were able to do that. But you know, to play a triple overtime game like that and to win a double overtime game against Sheraton. You're put in those situations, and both of those games, there were plenty of chances for us to lose where we got ourselves in a bit of a hole and had to hit a late shot to tie it up, and just says a lot about the character of our team. And, you know, in both of those games, you know, Matt the things that Matt did down the stretch offensively to make sure that we were going to get a good look, and the things that he did on his own. You know, he had 45 on Tuesday, and, you know, that's not – we don't come out every night with that type of thought that we need that much from him, or that we want that much from him. We try to be a lot more balanced, but he just did things in those overtimes to – you know, we weren't going to lose, and he did a lot of things himself to ensure that.
Well, you know, Matt's a basketball game. Matt works really hard at his game, and but with that said, Matt has been blessed with some really tremendous basketball skills, and he's made the most of them. And when he came in here and you know, played really importantly as a freshman, you could see he was gifted with offensive skills, and you thought, well, you know, the biggest place for him to improve with how he would make the people around him better. And you know, I look at Matt this year and his control, his points, he's getting his points, but he's not getting them in a selfish nature. He's getting them by making the guys around him better. And that's, to me, that's the biggest improvement of Matt Baker, his ability to make the guys around him that much better.
And the tough thing to realize, I think, sometimes is that, you know, him from 15 feet or him from 10 feet, there are more reps in that shot than any other shot that we take. And it's difficult sometimes, because sometimes, you know, when you're Matt's size, it's the defense might come a little quick, or you don't see it in time, and you make mistakes at that range being aggressive sometimes. But, you know, the amount of time and the amount of energy and the amount of effort that he has put in, you know, that's a high percentage shot. Now, is it always the best shot? No, and we work on that. We work on when to kick out and where to find guys, and he's gotten better at that. I thought last night we passed the ball really well, really, really well. I mean, we made some really good passes in transition. We found guys in the half court. We did a lot of wonderful things last night and started fast. You know, if we had 50 in the first half and, you know, called the press off and played half court second half, played a ton of guys. But, you know, that tempo and sharing the ball and some of the things we did last night starts with our point guard. So, you know, we've still have some things we can work on offensively, still some things that we can get better at. And obviously there's a lot of things defensively that we can get better at.
47, though, last night, Coach, that's a really good defensive effort. And I thought you played really good. You know, Sheridan, they got 65 points. That was a scrap fest, and they were really hot. But yet, you know, they had to work for everything.
Yeah, I mean, we battle. We play hard, and we fight. And some, we look a lot different, I think, sometimes. Maybe not a lot, but you might think we look different game to game. But a lot of that's our game plan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know necessarily if we're a pressing team. But there's some teams we feel like we can press, you know, and
well, what a luxury as a coach to be able to have that, you know, where you have the diversity with athleticism and great basketball. You have really good basketball minds around you, Coach, and that's kind of a nice advantage. You guys can take advantage of those opportunities that you guys see exist.
Right, and game to game, you've got to approach every game differently and try to figure out the things that are going to help you win each basketball game. And I think we've done a pretty nice job of doing that, but the pressure last night was big, and there's nights where you can do that, and there's nights where you feel like you might not be able to do that. So, but yeah, like you said, I mean, we have a group that's going to battle, we have a group that's going to fight, and today is going to be, you know, really interesting, because we're playing the one thing that we don't handle incredibly well, and it's not because of lack of effort, it's just, you know, the size hurts us a little bit, and especially now that we don't have Nate, and Knoxville goes 6'7", 6'7", 6'4", and then they bring a 6'7", or 6'8", kid off the bench, at least one. I'm not too sure if they don't have another one to throw at you. So, but, you know, it's what we need. I mean, there's nothing wrong with playing a game like this and seeing how we handle it and see how we, you know, how we fight through the tough parts and just seeing what we can accomplish as a group and you know, hoping to get better.
Well, one part of your season is going to come to an end this next week. Tuesday, conference season's over, and then it really is to, you know, your mind does completely focus on getting better for tournament play.
Right, and Tuesday's our last of our 5 through 15, so seeding will be done. Seeding will be done on Tuesday, and I kind of feel like, and I don't think it's not rocket science. I mean, if you do it the way the state says they're going to do it, I think it's pretty much, it's all but settled. I mean, I think the only toss-up right now is whether we're going to be the 2 seed or the 3 seed. and Pella Christian will be the 2 seed or the 3 seed. I mean, I think everything else is really pretty much in place.
So, what's those? Who do we have in district?
PCM has the best record, and then it's Pella Christian and us, Davis County, Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Mid Prairie Wellman. So I think Mid Prairie and Eddyville are pretty much in their places. I think Davis County, they got beat last night, so they're 5-6, and we're six and three right now. So we would get a seed higher than they do, regardless of what happens the next two games. And but us and Pella Christian are very similar. We have a chance to win 8 games. The most they can win is 7. So we would find a way to win today. That would put us in a great spot to get that 2 seed. But like I said, we could both come down to 7 wins. If we both came down to 7 wins, then they would probably get the tiebreaker and get the 2 because they've beaten us. But it's not really going to affect.
No, you're going to be on the other side of the bracket. Yeah. You're going to have to get through. You never know. We've seen it before. You do not know. And look, last year at the way Davis County played against you guys, and after having beat them pretty handily, and then get them in those last minutes, that's what makes the tournament so much fun. And but you guys got a lot of work to do between now and the tip off of the tournament. And there's some really good competition there for you to continue to develop your basketball game.
Absolutely, and we're 8-3 in our conference right now, which is a very respectable mark. You know, I think we wanted it to be a little bit better, but you know, we have a chance to go 9-3 in our league on Tuesday, and that's going to be a big game for us. And then we've got 6 games I think to finish out all non-conference, so a lot of things that we can do. I mean, it's going to be interesting when we get Nate back, how the rotation works out now. I thought Caleb did a fantastic job last night starting, and his energy is just, it's amazing how physical and how athletic he is. And
I thought he might be a really good second half basketball player because he's athletic. Right. You know, he's a competitor. And it just, you know, when you're out for so long, haven't played a game for a while, it really takes a while to get those legs back and to get the flow in your mind of the game. And when he got that down, he'd be a really good addition on the inside for you guys.
Right, right. And the wonderful thing about Caleb is Caleb came into this whole situation with the right mindset. You know, hey, I want to be a part of it. I want to be with you guys. I want to do whatever I can to help you guys out. I know I haven't played for a while. I mean, just what we expect. But he had that mindset before we even had any sort of conversation with him. So he's been upbeat, and he's kept plugging away, and he just wants to do whatever's best for us. And you know, right now, what's best for us is him getting more minutes. I mean, just because he's playing so hard, and you know, right now we need him and Cam. And they were going to need him and Cam in there today from a size standpoint. But that's what I was talking about. You know, Cade Crawl's minutes have improved, and he's starting to play a little bit better. We still have Fresh coming off the bench. So, you know, if we can get to the point where we've got some of these guys that didn't play as much when Nate was around, if we get some improvement on their part, you know, and we have the time to get Nate back and Nate healthy, you know, we've got a chance here to really be clicking at the right time heading into district play.
Coach, thanks so much. Really appreciate you stopping by on your way to Grinnell today, and we'll be there on Tuesday to bring hopefully another conference win for you guys. And congratulations, tremendous season, great week for Blue Demon basketball, a thrilling week for everybody who's been a part of watching you guys play, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, and folks, this is a really good basketball team, and we get into this final stretch here. Chance to go 9-3 in conference. In this conference, that's getting things done, and this team that sets itself up real well for another big run into the playoffs. Going to take a quick time out, come up and catch up with Coach Dave Wenger. He's over at I-35. When we come back, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Good morning. This is Joe Sinclair reporting from Des Moines at the Iowa Freedom Summit at Hoyt Sherman Place, where very many dignitaries from the Republican Party and conservatives across the nation will meet, give speeches, and rally their conservative base here in Iowa as a prelude to the upcoming primaries for the 2016 election. Congressman Steve King is co-host of the event. He'll be joined on the stage by Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, Mr. David Bossy, who is the president of Citizens United, and they were the organization that had that landmark case with the Supreme Court that allowed money to be spent outside of the campaigns on behalf of corporations. Congressman Jeff Duncan from South Carolina will be a presenter, along with New Hampshire State Representative Bill O'Brien. Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina will be here. From the Iowa congregation, you've got Rod Blum, Joan Ernst, Chuck Grassley. We'll be joined by Ben Carson, the author of the book Gifted Hands, an up-and-coming presidential hopeful. Donald Trump will give a lunchtime speech. He'll be followed by Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, Wisconsin Governor Scott Lunch, Kellyanne Conway, Woman Trend President, Governor Jim Gilmore, former Virginia governor, will speak, followed by Newt Gingrich from Georgia, Senator Mike Lee from Utah, Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Ambassador John Bolton, Texan Ted Cruz, Mrs. Carly Fiorina from California, Governor Sarah Palin from Alaska, Governor Rick Perry from Texas, Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey will be here, and the final speaker of the afternoon will be Governor Mike Huckabee from Arkansas. So a full day, a full slate of speakers here at the Iowa Freedom Summit, and from Des Moines at Hoyt Sherman Place, Joe Sinclair reporting, and I'll be back with more reports as the day goes on.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi everyone, Sam here with KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. I'm excited to announce that due to our overwhelming success at our current location, we are branching out. That's right, we're opening our second store. Washington, Iowa will be the location, and Justin Johnston will be the man to see. The best part is, by having two locations, we now have access to twice as many vehicles, which makes it that much easier to find the car that's right for you. I would like to say a special thank you to all the customers who made this possible. We are looking forward to doing business with all of you again in the future. That's KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa, where we are the next big thing.
You're saving if you're shopping Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on family packs of 80% lean ground Angus beef. 2 to 3 pound packages are $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Center Cut Pork Steaks or Country Style Ribs are $1.99 per pound. USDA inspected family packs of chicken legs or chicken thighs, just $1.19 per pound. You're saving if you're shopping Jim and Charlie's.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Get out to the corner of 34 and 5. On a beautiful day like this, you're thinking about a new ride. And it'd be a great day to go out and shop your local dealerships, both the Albia Ford and our friends over at Dewey Motor Company can help you find that right vehicle. And then, of course, our friends at Community First Credit Union will get you hooked up with tremendous historic lows on interest rates right now, folks. This is the time to do it. And as the economy continues to get better, and I'm an optimist, and I believe it's going to, those interest rates are going to start to sneak up. So if you're in the mood or in the market for a used vehicle or a new vehicle,
get to Community First Credit Union, and they can get you all pre-approved and get you taken care of before you even go out and look for the vehicle. And they deal with a lot of the local dealers, so you can ask for them by name when you go to finance your next vehicle. And they bring this broadcast to us, Community First Credit Union, corner 34 and 5 right here in Albion. Let's head over on to I-35, over to the wrestling matches that are going on right now with Coach Dave Winger. Coach, welcome aboard the Coach's Corner. And, Coach, give us a little of a rundown of the week in Blue Demon Wrestling. And we let you last week. You guys had a couple of big tournaments you were following. And I know our listening audience wants to know how things are going.
Yeah, it went real well last week, Jason. We kind of split our squad up last week, and you know, we sent Blake and Carter to Bettendorf. It ended up being a good move for us. Blake got a second place. You know, we had talked about that matchup with Freddie Stroker, and he saw that matchup in the finals, and it was good for him. We obviously came up on the short end of the stick, but those are matches that we need this time of year, and you know, it's kind of fun to wrestle those kids and see how you measure up against a D1 athlete. And And Carter steamrolled his way through the tournament. The finals match that we wanted happened with the Davenport Assumption kid. You know how dangerous those guys can be in February. So it was nice to get that matched. Carter ended up winning 6-0, but it was a pretty comfortable match for Carter. So I don't know if that's good that we don't want to keep him comfortable by any means, but we definitely know what we're up against with the fourth-ranked 220-pounder now. So, you know, we feel pretty good about our decision to send those guys down and to Bettendorf, and it's only going to get us better. And then, of course, we took our lumps without them in the lineup when we went to Wayne. But you know what? It's no big deal. We got kids that don't normally wrestle varsity. We got them some that time, you know, they got a pretty good taste of what it takes to be a varsity wrestler. So some of them obviously know that they're going to have to step it up a little bit. And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you want to be a protected varsity wrestler, you got to do what varsity wrestlers do. So they got the message there as well. We went 2-2. That's the good news. You know, it's okay. You know, with the duels that we're wrestling right now with the limited lineup that we have, that we cracked the 500 mark this week. We had a few duels that on paper we couldn't win, and we just, like I said, we sent some kids out and we did the best we could, and ended up getting 3 wins on Thursday night. So we pulled back above 500. So you got to take the good with the good and the good with the bad. So.
Well, you are what you are, Coach, in terms of yep. record, but you're not a 500 ball club. You know, you're a wrestling club. I gotta get that right. You know, you're not. Yeah. That's not who you guys are. You know, you've had to overcome adversity. And I think the best part about having to deal with all the adversity, the injuries, the shakes up and lineups, is all those things, when handled the right way, can make you better when it's going to matter most, and that's coming February.
Yeah, you hear it all the time. I listen to your show all the time, and almost every coach I've ever listened to talks about adversity, and I talk about it a lot too, and I'll just put it in a different perspective so I don't sound like a broken record this week. We talk about the roller coaster ride of a season. I don't care if it's a basketball season or if it's a football season or if it's a wrestling season. We all have our roller coasters, or if it's a week as an employee, for Pete's sake, you know, there's roller coasters that you know, rides that we go on, and we were on a downhill slide for a while. It's no secret the roller coaster ride was going down, but I really feel like, and I'm not just saying this, I really feel like that we're peaking at the right time. There's a cliche for you, peaking at the right time, but I truly believe that, and we talked to the kids about it, and you know which way the roller coaster is going if you win 3 in a row duels, so we're definitely headed in the right direction.
You're at I-35 today, Coach. What are the matchups you're looking for today, and maybe some of the key matchups, and what's the formula today to get some of the wins you want?
Well, we brought seven guys over, and I think that we've got seven guys that can do some damage in this tournament. I was really impressed with the 106-pound bracket that Storm's in. There's 13 six-pounders, so I didn't know that there were that many pool guys in the state, it was nice to see that full bracket. So Storm's going to get a day full of matches, and I'm happy about that. We need to keep him wrestling and confidence building for sure with Storm as we head into the postseason. At 20, we've got Zach Oldham, 120 pounds. He's our second seed today, and that says a lot about a freshman in a second seed at this tournament. So he's earned some respect in the area, and I fully expect that he's gonna be against the West Marshall kid in the finals. He's ranked, and Zach's gonna see where he stands there, a 1A ranked wrestler. So we're open at 26 and 32. We got Kyle Finnett at 138 today, and I think he's wrestling pretty comfortably there. He's not cutting a lot of weight at 38, and that's good. He'll be competitive at that weight. So we'll have Jaron Glosser in the semis probably. We got a 4 seed out of Kyle. So we're open at 45, 52. We're open at 60. We're open at 70. We're open at 82. We've got Jacob West at 195. And I believe Jacob is the 3 seed. So he'll have some matches there that he can win right off the bat. So as they all come in the locker room on me here and listen to me, so if you hear some stuff in the background, it's them causing trouble. So we're in between rounds here already, so you're going to come in here and pick on me. And then, of course, we've got Carter at 220. He's the number 1 seed. And, there's 4 ranked wrestlers and at 220. So Carter's going to be tested here. We'll see where he stands. The Guthrie Center kid is tough, and the Southeast Warren kid is tough. So we'll see where he stands. For sure, he'll get a good battle. And Trevor Blackford, we got him at heavyweight. He wrestled at a whale of a match against Ken Card on Thursday night, a 1-0 match, and he's wrestling with a lot of confidence right now. So we'll see if that carries over to today.
Coach, you go through that roster and you see some guys that really can put themselves, as we get into February, in a place where they can find them with themselves with an opportunity to get to Wells Fargo Arena. I think of Trevor Blackford. He's just a one move away, one moment away, yeah, from putting himself there. You look at Kyle Sennett and you even go down to Storm. These kids are really, really close, and important a couple 3 weeks here before February, but they get that page turned, Coach, and you could take a busload up to Wells Fargo.
Yeah, we could, and I'm never going to stop believing that we can't. There's always a kid that surprises you, and I use that in my speeches a lot. Who's it going to be this year? There's certain guys in our lineup that are expected to be there, and the kids know that, the coaches know that, the fans know that, but there's always somebody that makes it that's surprising. I go back to Caleb White, his sophomore year, that we were talking about that on the way up, on the long ride over, about how Caleb probably wasn't expected to go. No disrespect to Caleb, but he wasn't probably expected to go a sophomore year, and he stepped in a wrestleback situation, and he was one match away from going to the state tournament, and he performed. So, I send that message to the kids. You put yourself in a good position, and you never know what's going to happen. Nick says a lot. Anybody can be pinned. Anybody can be pinned, and it's hard to beat somebody, but anybody can get caught and pinned. So if you get caught and pinned this time of year, or in February at least, it's going to end your season. So I would just assume that we end somebody else's, to be honest with you.
Coach, before I let you go, Carter Isley, just impressive. And you talked about wrestling against D1 talent. Well, I think you have D1 talent wrestling in your wrestling room right now, and not just Carter alone, but certainly Carter Isley.
Right, I really enjoy watching him wrestle in competitive matches, and that's what I'm looking forward to today. I look forward to why I hate to say this, but I'm more of a fan, sitting in the coach's chair than I am a coach. I don't do anything different in the coaching chair than I would in the stands. So I root for the guys, and I enjoy it, and I get into it, and Carter is one of them that I really enjoy watching. So when we get those challenging matches for him, it's a lot of fun, because he, you know, it gets to the point where he gets a little bit frustrated, and he's got to work through that. He's got to understand that, you know, some kids want to just keep it close with him, and good kids can keep a match close. You know, they're not going to take any chances to get pinned. And as soon as we work through that and we figure out that we got to stay workmanlike with the way we wrestle our matches, you know, and even when kids don't want to wrestle you too much, you just do what you can do. And if it's a 6-0 win, then that's fine. And if it's 10, it's fine.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by again. Once again, it's always great to visit with you. Good luck today at I-35, and we'll be rooting for you guys and catching up with you again next week as we get ready to turn that page on that calendar. But 1 week from Sunday, we're going to be turning into February, and that's when it starts to get real interesting.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I was listening to you talk about Albia Motor a little bit ago. I want to wish a happy birthday to Mike Gray. He's getting old, man. So I want to say happy birthday to him. He's always been Albia Motor's always been a great supporter of our wrestling team. And I want to say hi to my mom. I haven't talked to her or texted her for a while. So love you, Mom.
That's what we do right here at the corner of 34 and 5. You've been listening to the Community First Credit Union Coaches Corner. Have a great weekend.